The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tet. Today's daf is being studied the Fuah Shilema Moshe ben Dina, Yosef ben Sarah, Sarah bat Rachel, Shlomo ben Miriam, Shaul Hai, Gabriel ben Sarah, Inna Refan Elahim, Inna Refan Elahim, Inna Refan Elahim, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fata Mkara Bala Bamechini Razon, ונאמר אמן. This stuff is being studied לעילוי נשמת מרדכי בן נורמה ואברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תנחם בגן עדן. אמן. We begin today's daf on Lamed Chet, Amud Bet. We are holding by the Mishnah two lines from the bottom. Matnitin המודר הנאם החברו. Okay, a person made a neder against his friend. We'll see exactly who's asur to who. Reuven and Shimon. It could be either Reuven is asur to have hana'a from Shimon, or Shimon is asur to have hana'a from Reuven. We'll see which way we're talking. Hamudar hana'a mechavero v'nichnas lebakero. And he got sick. So now he's coming to visit him. Let's say Shimon is coming to visit Reuven. So it says Omed. He could stand at the visit. Aval lo yoshev. But he could not sit. Umrapeo refuat nefesh. And he can give him a refuat of the nefesh, of his body, of his soul. Aval lo refuat mamon, but he cannot give him a refuah regarding monetary, which is another type of refuah that would entail monetary. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. B'may askinan, right away the Gemara says, what are we talking about? What's the case? He said nichnas lebakero, he went to visit him. Who went to visit who? Who's asur tevana from who? I b'shenichse mevaker asurin al chole. That means, if Reuven is asur to have hana'a from Shimon, Reuven is the hole, Shimon is the mevakir. Okay, clarify your people here. Reuven is the sick man, Shimon is the visitor. Shimon is called the mevakir. So if Reuven says, I am not going to be able to have hana'a from Shimon, where the Gemara says that, I b'shenichsim mevakir, if the assets of the visitor, Shimon, Asurin al-Hole, are forbidden on the Hole, Afilu Yoshev Nameh. So then even sitting should be permissible. Because, why? Look at the top run. I b'shenichsem evikin Asurin al-Hole, Afilu Yoshev Nameh, De'omed, Maitam Asherit. What's the reason why standing is okay? Mishum de'mevaker mitzvah de'nafshe avid. Because bottom line, Shimon's doing a mitzvah. There's no isur to go visit somebody. He's going to do a mitzvah. So he's standing, doing the mitzvah b'kor cholim. But Reuven's benefiting. That benefit is a side point. The main thing is Reuven's doing, Shimon's doing a mitzvah. Let him sit also. Which means doing a mitzvah is like considered being mehaneh somebody. When I'm visiting a sick person, I'm getting a mitzvah. It's like considered that the sick person gets a hana'a from it. No, the mitzvah is being done by Shimon, and memela, he gets a benefit. That's not considered being manam. So again, if Reuven saying, I cannot have hana'a from Shimon, Shimon should not be allowed only to stand at the Bikur Cholim visit. He should even be allowed to sit. Why does Mishnah make a heduk? By the way, Shimon's doing mitzvah. We don't consider that a hana'a to Reuven. This should be permissible. Okay, so we got to go the other way, maybe. Maybe the other way. Maybe Reuven is saying that Shimon is a suta bana'a from him. Afilu omed nameh. Which means even standing. Because bottom line, he's benefiting by walking to his house. Which is, if Shimon can have hana'a from Reuven, he shouldn't be allowed even to stand in Reuven's house. Because bottom line, he walks in, it's called drisat regel. Bottom line, Shimon's being there by walking into Reuven's house. So therefore, manafshach. Either everything should be mutar, or everything should be asur. That's the Gemara's two sides. So we're going to have a few options, the way to learn the Gemara now. Amar Shimuel, first option. Shimuel comes along and says, De'olam b'shenichsem b'vekir asurim ala hole. Really, it's like the original case, like we understood. That Reuven says, I'm not going to have hana'a from Shimon. Now, our question was, if it's Reuven that's going to have hana'a, Shimon should be allowed to do everything. Visit him standing, visit him even sitting. U'bemakom shenotlim sachar ala yeshiva. And the case is talking about in the olden days when people used to visit Bikur Cholim, when they used to go and sit, it was like more official visit, we used to get paid for that. That was already, you know, you get the money for that. So it says, and it was, we're talking about a place where they used to get paid to do the Bikur Holim visit, but that's for a sitting visit. The inn, notim sachar ala amida. And they didn't get sachar for the amida. So therefore, and now we understand the case. Reuven says, I cannot have an af from Shimon. Now, Shimon's going to come. If he's going to come sit and not charge, so now Reuven's getting hana'ah. He saved the $5 that he has to normally pay for a Bikur Olim visit with sitting. But Sheik and standing, anyway, nobody charges. So therefore, I'm not getting hana'ah. Shimon's doing a mitzvah, I'm not getting hana'ah. But if I'm getting hana'ah at Mamon, how would I get hana'ah at Mamon? Again, if it's in a place where they normally sit, and they get paid for that, and Shimon's waiving the fee. So now when Shimon comes in, he sits down, all that. So the Rambam says, oh, I got to pay you $5. No. Keep the $5. Oh, so now they've been benefited. So that's why the case is going to be asur. So comes the Gemara and says, my paska, which means, who told you to learn this Chiluk in our Mishnah? Which means that the case is talking about where they're taking for, they're not taking money for Amida, but they're taking for Yeshiva. Who told you to make that Chiluk? So he says, no, Hakamash Balan, the Mishnah is coming to teach you a very important point there. The af b'mkom shenotlim sachar, that even in a place where they do charge or take money for bikur olim, ala yeshiva ba'ele mishkal, ala amida lo ba'ele mishkal. You can only take for sitting. You're not allowed to charge for sitting. That's the idush of the Mishnah. That the reason why we established a case like this is to show you a side point. That what? That even in a place where they do charge for, let's say, this to do this mitzvah, you can only charge when you go sit, but not stand. Now let's read the Ran to get the clarity in this. The afilu koshtotim skal yeshiva nir'eli dachi pirusho. The ika duchte, there were certain places, shehmiru al atzman, shelo litot sakhar afilu mi yeshiva. There were some places that were mahmir. They didn't even take payment for yeshiva. Af pishu mutar, even though it's permissible, mishum de mitvat pikur daila ba'amida. Which means, because really, what's the reason why they charged? Because technically, you could do the mitzvah bikur olim just standing. The fact that they went and they sat, I'm doing extra already, you pay me. I could have done the mitzvah just standing. But these communities didn't even charge for sitting. You know why? They didn't want to come and, if they're going to charge for yeshiva, it might lead to charging for Amida. So these communities were mahmir on themselves. Yahmiru ala tzvat shalit to sakhar afal yeshiva. Ubotan mekomot ben omed ben yoshev shari. Where in those places, where the Reuven zasut avana from Shimon, Shimon can visit him standing or sitting. Because those places they didn't take sakhar, not for Amida, not for yeshiva. The yeshiva named li didu mitzva. Ela afilu bemkom she'en mahmirim ala tzmam, afilu aki ala Amida lo shari yudihu lemishkal. Right, which means that even in the places where they're not mahmir, where they take money for yeshiva, but hadush for amida, you can't take, because amida is the minimum mitzvah. Yeshiva is extra. So yeshiva is extra, so I can take for that. Which is, no matter where you are, you can always stand. Standing will never, because you're not going to charge for money. That's why the Mishnah picked the case of amida, is always mutar. The mitzvah ka'abid. V'idak memela mitana, but lo yoshev b'chulu dukhte. Which is, but sitting is going to be asur in all places. Why? Demkom she'en mahmirim al atzman b'yeshiva leka mitzvah v'nimsa chole chaya b'scharo u'she'enu notel memenu klum nimsa me'aneu. Exactly, which means in the case of where, let's say, the yeshiva, they charge money. So in that case, what's going to be? If Shimon waives the fee, Reuven's going to end up having a hana'ah. Exactly like we said, that Ram is speaking out. So therefore, yeshiva is going to be asur in that scenario. Comes the Gemara, gives another answer to the Mishnah. We have another answer. Kid Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim. Another answer based on Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim. Gezera Shem Yishe Ba'amida. We're going to see Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim is going to say in the next coming up case that we make a certain Gezera that he might stand too long. We'll see where he said that, in the context where he said that, but we're going to apply that already line to this case now. We're worried that they might, or the visitor might sit too long. What's the gezera? Run. Dina demanitin bichulu duchto ite, v'afidu mekom she'en notlim sachar, lo ala amida v'lo ala yeshiva. Good. Our Mishnah is talking about a place even where they don't charge for Bikur Holim. Not on standing, which nobody can charge for standing, and not even for sitting. In that case over there, it should be permissible for Shimon to walk in, stand, sit, no problem. He might sit longer than normal. In that case, even in places that were mahmir not to take for payment for sitting, when he would sit too long, they would take payment for that. Which, let's say the normal sitting was like a 5 minute visit, let's say, for argument's sake. Right? But if he would sit for 10 minutes, so everybody would say, all right, they take some of that. So even my sitting was a little extra. So therefore, but standing, I'm not worried he might stand extra long. Why? Everybody's standing. So once he's standing ready, he remembers that he has to get out, you know, in a certain amount of time. Which means like this. You have to understand, in a normal case, where there's no nidarim over here, I don't care how long he stands, I don't care how long he sits. Go visit as long as you want. Well, my only problem in this case is, because the Uven has a neder against Shimon. I cannot have an af from Shimon. Good. So you want to come in standing? Okay, stand. I'm not worried. You don't charge any money for standing anyway. So therefore, there's no isuk. Normally, people don't stand extra time. We can come to a problem. Good. I'm worried about yeshiva. Shimon's going to come visit. He sits. Good. You sit for 5 minutes, the normal time. I'm not worried either. Because anyway, they don't charge. Even in a place where they don't charge, let's say. So yeshiva doesn't bother me. But I'm concerned, let's say he ends up sitting Shimon, because he's sitting, he's comfortable, he sits longer. Now, even places where they didn't charge for sitting, if they sat longer than the normal time, they would normally take a fee. And what's Shimon going to take? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the extra time I sat on the house. Oh, now the wind ends up having a hana'ah. So there was the Mishnah that said yeshiva's asur, according to this answer, is even in a case where they don't take money for yeshiva, gezerah shem yeshev yoter midai. And then they're worried about that, and he's going to waive the fee on that, and therefore you're going to have So the haluk between the first answer and the second answer, the first answer, we're only establishing the Mishnah in a case where they took money for yeshiva. And he waives the fee, therefore yeshiva is asur. Second answer, even a place where they don't take money for yeshiva. Gezerah shema yeshev yotin midai. The fee's waived now, because everybody takes agra for the extra time that he's out, and therefore the one is having a hana'ah. But all this is in the side where the Uven made a neder not to have hana'ah from Shimon. Now we go the other way. Ulam comes along and says, Le'olam b'shenichse hole asrin ala mivakir. I'm going to reverse way. Really, I'll tell you that it is Shimon that is not allowed to have hana'ah from the Uven. The visitor is asur to have hana'ah. So we had a question. If the visitor cannot have hana'ah, look, he shouldn't be able to walk into his house even. Even Amida should be asked, because Parman is walking, he's having an adri satanegal. He's walking into the guy's house, he's having an ah. Ugon de lo adre min hiyuta. Which means when Reuven made a ned, Shimon, I do not want you to have any hana'ah from me, right? But he didn't make a ned legabe things that are to his life. Regarding Reuven's life, if he's sick, he didn't osir Shimon to that level where he can't walk in his house to visit him. The neder was to a certain extent, I do not want you to have hana'ah from me. But the gabeh hayim, where his life is in jeopardy, for example, he's sick, that already Reuven never was osir Shimon. Therefore he could walk into the house. Oh, so if you tell me that, so then let him walk in even and sit then. Why did the Mishnah say then Shimon cannot sit? If there's no neder on him to that extent, why did the Mishnah say sitting is asur? Says ha'ifshar ba'amida, because already he could do the mitzvah standing. So since he can get away with it standing, when he does the extra of sitting, now already he's getting a hana'ah. Which means, so Reuven did not osir Shimon to have hana'ah in cases where, like in the end of his life, like a visit. Okay, but do it the minimal way. You could have got away with, I didn't make a deal on this, but now you're sitting. Right? Now you're enjoying yourself too much. You could have got away with just standing. Once you go extra and sitting, then already you're having an after me. You're sitting in my house, you're enjoying yourself. You could have got, you're right, I didn't make a deal on you for my life things, but that's the minimum way. You could have got away with it just then. Now you want to do extra. You want to sit now already having a hana'a. Look at the Ran. It says, Mishum de lo adrim min hiyuta. Kilomar, de mistama hole ki adrim mevaker lo adrim milta de srikale. Exactly. Reuven's not going to assert Shimon on things that Reuven needs. He needs people to visit him, to tent him. He made it as Shimon, I do not want you to have any hana'a from me. Okay, but logic is not going to assert him on things that Reuven benefits. That Reuven needs him to come to his house to visit him. Okay, so that's that. Okay, comes again when I continues. Metive, we have a question. So you got Ula's answer. Ula reversed the whole case. Ula's learning the Mishnah reverse. It's Reuven that's allowed to have an hana'a from Shimon. The Mishnah is talking about where Shimon cannot have an hana'a from Reuven. Also, if Shimon cannot have that hana'a, he shouldn't be allowed to even walk into his house. Forget about the standing sitting. Can't even walk at his house at all. No, he didn't osir him to visit him. Oh, so he didn't osir him to visit him. Even sit. I don't know. Listen, he didn't osir him to visit him. So just stand. Do the minimum amount. You could have got away with just standing. What do you have to sit for? Once you're sitting, you're already having a additional hana'a. I'm thinking Maran has a question. Metive. Hala'hu. He got sick. I'll tell you, Reuven got sick. Nechnas lebakiro. So Shimon can go and visit. Hala beno. But let's say Reuven's son got sick. Shoalo beshuk. So Shimon cannot visit. He can ask Reuven in the marketplace, you know, how's your son doing and all that, but he cannot visit. Now the Gemara wants to know how does this case make sense? So Gemara starts. Pishtama le'ula. According to the way Ula wants to understand our Mishnah, the Amar. B'shenichse chole asurin ala mevaker, where the nechasim of the chole are asur on the mevaker, meaning Shimon's asur tavana'a from Reuven. Uchgon delo adre min hayute shapir, which means according to Ula, I understand this case. What's this case? The case is very simple. Shimon cannot have hana'a from Reuven. That's why Shimon will be allowed to visit Reuven, because we say Reuven did not osir him when it comes to things that he needs, but he kept it like his son. Therefore, if his son gets sick, Shimon will not be allowed to visit, because bottom line, he's having an af from Reuven. He can walk to Reuven's house to visit Reuven, but he cannot walk into Reuven's house to visit Reuven's son. Because I'll say that Reuven made a neder. Like what I learned, Shimon, you cannot have an af from me. Sut have an af from me. Could Shimon walk into Reuven's house to visit Reuven? Yes. Because we say, those things that he needs for himself, he didn't madir him. But Legabe, his son, I didn't waive that neder. Therefore, Shimon cannot visit in the house to visit Reuven's son. So that makes sense according to Ula. Ela lishmuel. But according to the way Shmuel understood, the Amar. B'shenichse mevaker asudin alachole. Maishena hu umayishena beno. But if you're learning like the Shmuel understood the case, where the Reuven cannot have hana'a from Shimon, Reuven's asur to have the hana'a. And we're saying, well, Bikur Cholim visits not considered a hana'a. That's considered Shimon's doing a mitzvah for himself. And then that comes Memela. So the Chaura, just like Shimon can visit Reuven, he should be allowed to visit his son. Because again, mitzvah is not giving hana'a. Shimon's doing the mitzvah. Are you getting hana'a? That's a side point. So just like Reuven is allowed to be, Shemuel is allowed to visit Reuven in that case, the Chaurai should be allowed to visit his son. What's the Chiluk in Shemuel? So comes the Gemara and says, look at the Ran. Metive. Halahu nechnas lebakero. Hainu deshani benhu lebno. Dehalahu nechnas lebakero. When he's sick, he can be visited, Reuven. Right, because he didn't osir himself from things that he needs. V'hala beno sh'alo b'shuk. V'al eir mutal yikanes lebeto, devchad nafilu min hayute debre adre. Right, which could be when it comes to his son, the neder is on Shimon. Okay. Now look at the next run. Ela l'shmuel de'amar b'shenichse mevakir asun alachole ma'ishna u'ma'ishna beno kelomar. De'adreba b'bno shari tfeh. Which means, if already Reuven cannot have hana'a, like how did Shimon learn the case? Reuven's asut have hana'a from
Shimon.
If you're telling me Shimon can visit Reuven, Kol Sheken he can visit his son. Reuven said, I'm asserting myself to have an Afam Shimon. And still we're saying he can be visited. So if he can be visited, the nether was on him, Kol Sheken, Shimon can visit Reuven's son. That's what he says. Kulma da'atrima bibno shari tfeh. Shenu mudar memenu. Ve'im mudar mibno maishnahu maishnabeno. Betarvayu ital nememan nechaz bekeru omet. Exactly. Which means he should be allowed to come and visit, at least the standing, whatever you said by the father. So comes Gemara and says, he'll answer that Shemuel. Amar lecha. That Shemuel is going to answer you. Matnitin b'shenikse mevaker asurin alachole. Baraita b'shenikse chole. Asurin ala mevaker. So Shemuel is going to have to split up the cases. He'll tell you like this. Matnitin, meaning al Mishnah, b'shenikse mevaker asurin ala chole. Like we learned. Al Mishnah is about Reuven's asuta vana'a from Shimon. That's why we said Shimon could visit him and he could stand. Like we learned, why could he stand? Because they didn't take money for standing. Cannot sit, because we're talking about a place where either they took money for standing and he waived it, or they didn't take money for sitting, but he might sit extra, and he waives that. So therefore the Mishnah is fine. Oh, Ubraita. What's the case of the Ubraita? Vishinikse chole asurin ala mevakir. In that case, it's Shimon that's asur to have hana'a. So in the case of the Ubraita, Shimon's asur to have hana'a is very good. But he didn't madir him from his own things that he needs. That's why Shimon can visit Reuven, but he cannot visit Reuven's son because he could have kept it in place. Which means Shemuel will learn the Braita like Ula learned our Mishnah. Which means make the Braita work out. The Braita is talking about where Shimon is not allowed to have the Hana'ah. Also, how can he visit Reuven? Because we said, the Gabe things that Reuven needs, he didn't madir him. So to visit him, it's okay. But the Gabe, his son, he kept it intact. That's the way he's going to answer. Comes the Gemara and says, "My paska." Now, who told Shemuel this? I mean, how did Shemuel know to make this? Hey, look, learn the Mishnah where the Reuven cannot have anah from Shimon. Learn the bright that we Shimon cannot have anah from Reuven. Who told you to learn like that? Amar Rava, Shemuel matnitin kashite. Because Shemuel, he had a problem with the Mishnah. This is what inspired him to learn like he learned. My idiya de tani omed avalo yoshev. Why did the Mishnah make a hiluk? Omed is okay, sitting not okay. Shma minad de nechsem mevaker asurin ala chole. Must have been that the case of Reuven cannot have anah from Shimon. If Reuven cannot have anah from Shimon, now I understand the hiluk between omed and yoshev. Omed is okay because Reuven is not having anah. Yosef is having an hana'ah because he's waiving the fee, or he might sit extra, whatever it is. So therefore, he was forced to learn in the Mishnah like he learned Shemuel, because he said, how do we reconcile the hiluk between Omed and Yosef? Because he held, this is Shemuel. If you're going to tell me Shimon is the one that's asut to have hana'ah, so he shouldn't be allowed to walk into his house. Bechlal. So therefore, that's why I learned the Mishnah, like I learned. And therefore, I'm not bound to learn the Braita the same way. The Braita, we make a haluk between him and his son, because it's the opposite case. It's Shimon that the Sutta of Ana'a from Reuven, but Reuven only was osein him for things that are not out of himself, but not for things that are no get themselves. Shimon can visit Reuven, but he can't visit his son. That's why Shimon reconciles the Mishnah and the Braita. Linyan halakha. Okay, so there's a nice Ran over here. Go to Ran and Amud Lishon, Lamitet. Two lines to the bottom. Ulidyan alaka. Kaimalan kishmuel. Okay, so we're going to go like Shmuel, which is why he speaks everything out. Dekevan de Rava. Mefaresh milta. Because Rava just explained Shmuel that what the Mishnah is talking about, Reuven was osed himself from Shimon. That's the way Rava understood. Ve'ama de banitin daika lehachi ilcheta kevat hilkach. There you go, here's all the cases. That's where Shimon is Asur. Where Shimon's Asur to have the Hana'ah. So he could visit him even Yoshev. Velo adre.
Wow.
Which means he's learning like this. According to Shmuel, this is what he's saying. So he's saying a beautiful understanding here now. If Shimon does sutavana from Reuven, Shimon does sutavana. Shmuel doesn't make a haluk between Amida and Yeshiva. Shmuel will say that, listen, when Shimon's asut avanah, Reuven's not going to osed him on things that he needs. And therefore, Shmuel will say, visit me standing, sitting, he doesn't care how. Just come visit me in any which way. It was the other rabbi, Ula, that wanted to make a haluk between standing and sitting. No, just stand. Where should I sit? Sitting is extra. Shmuel never made that haluk. Shmuel will hold. In that case, Shimon's the one that's asut avanah. Visiting is no problem. Visit any way you want. Ben, Yosef, Ben. When he doesn't make that hiluk that we saw in Ula. So again, Nichnas lebakirot top line. Afilu Yosef. The yeshiva namecha yuta deholeu velo adred bachini ale. Val halab beno. Oh, but if his son got sick, lo yechanes lebetoklal. Ela shu'alo beshuk. Exactly like the Braita. You see, why is the Ran saying this? Because go back to the Braita. When the Braita said that he can visit Reuven, he didn't make a haluk between yeshiva and amida. He just said, Nikhnas lebakir ha'av, and im halab beno shu'alo beshuk. Did he make a haluk when visiting the father, standing, sitting? Did not. Ela must be what? That is talking about Ben Omed, Ben Yosef, umiyu, davka hecha de'adre chole lemevakir. Oh, and he says a nice point there. This is only talking about where the chole, Reuven said, Shimon, you cannot have hana'a from me. So then we say, "Du'umdan data who demin hayuta lo adre." Because then you can assume that Uven did not assist Shimon to things that Uven needs, like a visit. But let's say it was the reverse. Let's say Shimon's the one that said, "I am not going to have hana'af from you, Reuven." If Shimon put it on himself, so Shimon's assisting himself to everything. He won't be even allowed to visit him at all. It depends who is Osir Shimon's assets on Reuven. If Reuven's Osir Shimon on himself, so we could assume Reuven's not Osirring Shimon to visit him, because he needs that. But if it's Shimon that's Osirring himself on Reuven, it's on everything. If he won't be allowed to visit him at all. Lo yikenes lebetoklal. Debichi aigav na lekaumdena. You understand the haluk, which means Shimon could be Asur to Reuven in one of two ways. Reuven could Osir Shimon, or Shimon could osir himself on the Uven. If Reuven's osir doing the Isur, I'll say, you know what? You can assume that Uven's not osirring Shimon on things that Uven needs. Wait, I'm osirring Shimon, you cannot eat from my stuff, you cannot benefit from my assets, but to visit me, I wasn't thinking that, I need to be visited. Masha'en ken, if Shimon's the one that's saying, I am not going to have any hana'a from Reuven, it means everything. He won't be allowed to even visit. Good. That's the first side. That's the other side. Which means, let's say Reuven is osed himself on Shimon. Well, standing is not a problem. Why? Because anybody can do it for free. So there's no ana. The mitzvah dile ka'avid. He's just doing a mitzvah. Two reasons. Why can't he sit? If they're getting paid for it, and he's waiving the fee, Reuven's getting a benefit. And even if they don't get paid, because he might sit a little longer. And what's going to happen if he sits a little longer? Now, even if that pay, they get paid. And he's waiving it. And that which he can go stand, good, that's talking about where he's just standing there visiting him. Oh, but if he walks into visiting, he starts giving him stuff. Stop there. The Ran is a very important point. That would say you can go visit him standing. He's just standing there. If I shut him off, feel better. But to start giving him something to drink, and that already mamash giving him hana'a biyadayim. That which we say there's no one as the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Standing there, I feel better, everything will be okay. I'm doing a mitzvah, Shimon. And then you're getting hana'a mimela. It's not a direct hana'a of tangible things. But once you start to propping him up, fixing his pillow, that's already hana'a biyadayim. That's asur. So even in amidah, it's passive. It's not doing anything more than just stand there. And he brings raya for that. Okay. Now we go back to the Gemara. That's a very, very important summary of Shmuel Shita, who we're posaking like, and some clarifications in the details. So again, the Ran said a few things here. Number one, in a case where Shimon is asur tevanah from Reuven, he can visit him any which way. Ben Omed, Ben Yosef, but he can't visit his son. However, when Reuven is asur tevanah from Shimon, he can only visit him standing, passively, and not Yosef, because of the Gezerah. Comes the Gemara and says, third line, Amaresh Lakish, Remez, the Bikur Chodim, and Torah Minayim. Okay. Do we have a Remez? How do you have a Remez from the Torah on this mitzvah Bikur Cholim? It doesn't really say in the Torah Beferush, go visit sick people. Rabbis in Gibran Abba Mitzvah learn it from a derashaf on a pasuk, but now we're looking for a remez for this mitzvah. Shneimar, im kemot kol adam yimutun ele ufkudat kol adam. This was talking about Moshe Rabbeinu with Korah. When Korah came along and he fought against Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, if these people die in a normal death, lo Hashem shalachani, then Korah, you're right, I'm not God sent. But if they die an unnatural death, that's a proof that I'm right and you're wrong. That was Moshe's siman. If they die a natural, im kemot kol adam yimutun, ufkudat kol adam. So now the Gemara is doresh. Ma me'emashma, amar va im kemot kol adam yimutun. What does it mean if they die a regular death like everybody else? Ele shehen cholim umutalim ba'arisatan ubne adam mevakirim otam. Good. How does a regular person die? They get sick in their bed, people come visit them, and then they die. So that's you see your name is. Because obviously there's a normal way of people dying. What's the normal way? Normal way, a guy gets sick, people visit him, and so on. So you see what bikurim is your name is. Ma b'riyot umrim lo Hashem shelachani. Let's say. Then already we'll say what? I was, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was not God sent in that case over there. Okay? Which is, he was trying to say, he wants to die a sudden death. If they die a regular natural death, they get sick, and then already, what are the people going to say? This is Moshe Rabbeinu telling God. If they die a regular natural death, the people are going to say, thank God, Moshe, maybe Korach's right. But if they die in an unnatural death, we tap it to meat. Then people say, oh, wow, look at this. Korach really got killed in an unnatural way. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu must be right. But what's the natural way, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if they die a natural way? Getting sick in bed, getting visited, and things like that. So, look at the Ran. Nice point here. Ubne Adam v'kerim otam, v'ayinu ditim ufkudat kol Adam. Yipaked alem ufkudat, which means they'll be visited. Ufkudat kol Adam. They'll be monitored or they'll be attended to by people. Ufkudat kol adam. Meaning when people are sick, they are attended to. So if it's really remez in the pasuk. Good. Darash Rava. Okay, now we're going to start giving darashot on the subject of the story of Moshe and Korah. Im biri'ah yivra Hashem. That's right. If God will create a new creation. Im biri'ah yivra Hashem. I want them to die in a new creation, says it. Im biri'ah gehinam mutav tihye. Which means, if gehinam is created already, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. It says, im biri'ah, which is like past tense, yibra, future. So the Gemara says, if gehinam's around already, im biri'ah, fine, let him just fall to gehinam. Mutav tihye. Im lav, yibra Hashem. And if Gehinam has not been created yet, Yibra, make Gehinam now for Korach to fall into. So the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ini v'atanya, we have a braita. Shiv'a devarim nivri'u kodim shenivra ha'olam. There were seven items that were created before the world was actually created. Ve'eluhin, Torah, Teshuvah, the concept of repenting, Gan Eden, Gehinam, Kisei HaKavod, the chair of glory, Ubet HaMikdash, Ushmo Shel Mashiach. And even the name of Mashiach was determined then. Now we have to prove these things. Torah, how do we know Torah was created before the world? Dichtiv, Hashem Kanani Reshit Darko. Okay, which the Pasuk is coming to say that that's referring to the Torah. It's like the Torah's talking over here. Which means, Bore Olam created me Reshit Darko. In the beginning of the path, which is the beginning of the world, before the world was created. That's what the Torah is saying. So I was created before the world. What's the next item? Teshuvah. Dichtiv. Beterem arim yuladu. Before the mountains were around. Vatecholel eres veteber. Before the earth was around. And what does it say? Teshev enosh addaka. Let man repent. Beterem arim yuladu. Even before the world was created, what is God saying to the future of mankind? Make teshuvah. So you see, the concept of teshuvah was already preset even before Briyat HaOlam. Gan Eden. I didn't know Gan Eden. Dichtiv. Vayita Hashem Elohim Gan Be'eden Mekedem. He put him in the Gan, in the Eden, Mekedem, that was around from before. Gehinam. Dichtiv. Ki Aruch Me'etmul Tofte. Now Tofte is a euphemism for Gehinam. And Etmul is like Etmol, yesterday. Which means already Tofteh was around from Etmol, from yesterday, which means before the world was created. Kiseh HaKavod. How do you know Kiseh HaKavod was around? Dikhtiv. Nachon Kisacha Me'az. The chair of God was already established Me'az. From then, meaning from before. Bet HaMikdash Dikhtiv Kiseh HaKavod Marom Mirishon. Mirishon already from the beginning. That's the Kiseh HaKavod. I'm not sorry, that's Kiseh HaKavod. That's the Bet HaMikdash Kiseh HaKavod Marom Mirishon.
Before that, we said
Kiseh Ma'az. Bet HaMikdash Dikhtiv Kiseh HaKavod Marom Mirishon. How do we know that's the Bet HaMikdash? Ah, because the end of the passage is Mekom Mikdashenu. The end of the passage, Mekom Mikdashenu, was referring to the Bet HaMikdash. Shemo shel Mashiach. Okay, you know the name of the Mashiach. Shnei Dichtiv. Yehi Shemo Le'olam. Continue the pasuk. Lefnei Shemesh. Before the sun was created, Yinon Shemo. His name is Yinon. So then, what did we prove? The seven items were created. Now, what does that mean? The seven items were created. It means they were actually around. So look at the Ram. Kilomar. She'alu b'machshava le'bareot kodem shnibra olam. שיאפשר לעולם בלוהם. כדאמרינת שמחשבתם של ישראל קדמה לכל, והקורח לא נברא העולם בלו גיינם לצורך רשעים. Which means, these items are so vital for the world. Torah, Teshuvah, all these things. God already, before he created the world, that already was in his מחשבה, that he's going to create them. Which means, doesn't mean necessarily he created these items before the world, but when the world was about to be created, these items were automatic. So you need these seven items to be put into the world. You need Gehinnom to punish the Rishayim. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu come along and say, if Gehinnom's around already, all right, let him die. In Biriyah, fine. And if not, Yibra. Created. What do you mean? Gehinnom has had to be around already from the beginning of the world. So comes Gemara and says, Ela Hachikama. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. I Ivre Lepuma Mutaf. Which means Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesupak. He didn't know if the opening of Gehinnom was created in this world, meaning he wants him to fall into Gehinnom in an entrance from this world. He says if the opening is here already, fine. Ve'im lo yibra Hashem, and if not, create the opening of Gehinnom in earth in order that he falls through. Ve'aketiv en kol hadash ta'at hashamesh. What are you talking? We have a rule. There's nothing new under the sun, which means after God creates the world, it is what it is. There's no new creations. There's nothing new. So how is the Moshe Rabbeinu saying, and if you didn't create the opening yet, create it now. Once the world was created in the 6 days, it's over. So he says, Haki kamar. Iyacha lo mekarev puma le'acha likarev. What he's saying is, maybe the opening is not here. Let Korach get to the opening. Which means the opening is somewhere, but it might not be in our location. So therefore, if that's the case, let Korach slide into to the opening and him come close to it. Okay. Now that's what should have been meant. If it's here already, I'm falling right now, right over here. If it's not here, so let him come bring Korach to the opening. Korach continues in the derashot of Korach. Darash Rabba Amin Amar Bishak. My dichti, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Shemesh Yareyach Amad Zivula. Shemesh v'yaleach b'zivul madbayan. It says the sun and the moon stood in the area of the sky called Zivul. There's seven heavens. One of the higher ones is called Zivul. So the Gemara says that the Pasuk says the sun and the moon stood in the area called Zivul. So the Gemara asks, what are they doing in Zivul? Mabayan, Vabirkiya Kevi'i. They're supposed to be in the Rakiya. Didn't God put them in Birkiya Shamaim? So what are they doing in the Zivul? Milamed Sha'alu Shemesh V'yareach Mirakiya L'Zivul. The sun and the moon during the Mahlokat of Korah and Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was being attacked by Korah, the sun and the moon went on strike. They went up to the Zivul level and they told Borei Olam, V'amru Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Im Ata Oseh Din LeBen Amram, if you're going to fight for Ben Amram, for Moshe, Anu Me'irim. Then we'll come out. We'll sign. V'im Lav, En Anu Me'irim. We're not going to sign. They went on strike. So they went to the Zivul level. They're not coming out. באותה שעה ירה בהם חיצים וחניתות. At the time, Borei Olam Kevyagol started to shoot arrows and spears towards the sun and the moon, as if he's angry at them. אמר להם, בכל יום ויום משתחווים לכם, ואתם מאירים. Every day, you have these sun worshippers that come out and bow to you, and you don't care, you come out and shine every day anyway. בכבודי לא מחיתם. For my כבוד, you didn't go on strike. בכבוד בשר ודם, מחיתם? But wow, when it comes to human beings, כבוד, but for Moshe Rabbeinu, you're sticking up for? What about all those sun worshippers? You should say, I'm not going on, coming out until you kill all these, the shayim that are bowing to the sun. ובכל יום ויום, יורים בהם חיצים וחניתות ומאירים. So from then on, the sun would come out, and what? Not until the sun worshippers would shoot arrows and hanitim towards the sun. Shne'emar le'or hitzecha yalechu. Which means that from that day on, the sun would only come out if they would shoot these arrows towards them. Now, we have to understand what exactly the sun and the moon going on strike over. It needs to have an understanding. So the Be'er Yosef explains as follows. What was the mahloket of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu? Is there any doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed from God? How could Korach, who was the Pikeach, according to the Gemara, was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, how was he able to make such a basic mistake and claim something so absurd? Everybody knows Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed from a Kadosh, but that was not contestable. So he says, Korach didn't doubt that. Korach didn't doubt that Moshe was appointed and that Korach and Aaron was appointed. But he felt like this. Moshe appointed Aaron, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's right. And what did Korach bring a proof? His proof was Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk says, when Korach came to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, he came with Kiri'e Mu'ed. Who are Kiri'e Mu'ed? The rabbis that established Rosh Chodesh. How did those rabbis that established Rosh Chodesh fortify Korach's argument? Korach was saying, what's the law of Rosh Chodesh? The rabbis decide when Rosh Chodesh is. And let's say they're wrong. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Okay, I go with your mistake. Asher tikru otam, al tikru otam ela atem. Afilu shogegim, afilu mutrim. So Korach was bringing a ra'ayah from Rosh Chodesh. Even where you're wrong, you could be right. Which means, but doesn't mean you're right. It means the rabbis decided Rosh Chodesh. They made a mistake. So God will agree to the mistakes of the Hachamim. So therefore, when you chose Aaron, that was your item. You were wrong. But again, God said that you decided. God agreed with you. So therefore, don't tell me it's an ayah that you picked him and God agreed with you. That's not an ayah. You're wrong. If you would have picked me, God would agree with me. I was the real appointee. Which means, Rosh Chodesh was really supposed to be on Monday. So you made it on Tuesday. So God said, okay, make it on Tuesday. But that doesn't mean Tuesday is a real day. So what I was bringing now, a philosophical argument from the Kiryei Moed. Those men, those established Rosh Chodesh were very important. And what's the Rosh Chodesh based on? The moon. It's a lunar calculation. And therefore, Korach's basing his argument on the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and tells Korach, you're looking at this the wrong way. What is he telling him after he brings this argument? Boker v'yoda Hashem et asher lo. He's telling him, you got to wait till the morning. You got to wait till the sun rises. Boker. The sun and the sunset is not dependent on a human calculation. Days, sun rises, sun sets. It's a mitziut. It is what it is. And therefore, Korach was coming from the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming along to say, this is not inyan of the moon, this is inyan of the sun. So since Korach was using the moon as his argument, so the moon came along with the sun as well. We're going on strike, which means we're not coming out over here. He wants to use Moshe Rabbeinu had to answer this claim when he came along with the claim of the Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, he wants to use us as part of his machloket. We're not coming out here today, and therefore they stayed up. And Borei Olam, of course, chastised and they went down. But therefore, you see, the sun and the moon were definitely part of the argument of Korach. He was saying it's not the sun; it's a moon argument. Hey, using us, don't get us involved with your argument. You want, don't use us as lackeys to get involved to fight Moshe Rabbeinu. So they said, we're not coming out today. We're fighting for Moshe. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya, on the second white line, we have a braita. Bikor cholim en la shi'ur. Bikor cholim, there is no shi'ur. What does that mean? Ma en la shi'ur? Savar of Yosef le'mamar, en shi'ur le'matan sechara. There's no shi'ur for the reward. When a person does bikor cholim, visits the sick people, en shi'ur. Amal abaye, v'chol mitzvot, mi yeshu le'matan sechara? What? All the other mitzvot has a shi'ur for the reward? The Mishnah says a person should be careful in the light mitzvot as well as in the heavy mitzvot. Because you really don't know the reward, which is even on the smallest mitzvah can have an endless sagar. So what do you tell me? That's what it means. En la shi'ud, meaning in the visitation. Even an adult should visit a minor, which is when it comes to the stick over, you don't have a kavod. I'm not going to visit a younger person. No, and that's true. There's no boundaries of ages, which means even if it's a young person that's sick, an older person should come and visit. Rava Amar, Rava comes along and says, Afilu me'a pe'amim bayom. Even 100 times a day. There's no limit how many times a person can make the visit. Everybody that visits a sick person, he takes a 60th away of his pain. That's the case. Let 60 people come visit him, the guy will get better. Each guy's taking away a 60th, 60 visits, 60 people come into the room at the same time, bingo, the guy gets better. Amale k'esuraita de berabi, like we learned the Masechet Ketubot, like the 10% of berabi. What did we learn over there? That was the case in Ketubot, if you remember, where a father leaves in his ketubah of his wife. In the event that he dies, he's leaving money for the boys, obviously, and any girl that's not married gets 10% of the assets in order to get her married. So the Gemara said, oh yeah. So you're going to have, what, 10 girls? They're going to take all the money, the boys get nothing? So he said, no. It's 10%, and then it's 10% of what's left over, then it's 10% what's left over of that. And the way we learned in the Gemara over there was, then you take all that money, no matter how many girls are, say there's 4 girls, you do the 10% 4 times, then you split that money equally amongst all the girls. Because nobody really should get more than the next. The first 10% obviously is more than the second 10%. And we're sitting over there where they all want to get married together. So therefore you split them evenly. But the Gemara didn't say that if one of them wants to get married, is getting married sooner, then she gets a bigger share. But the point is, it's 10% of what's remaining. So if it's the same thing, you know, 60 people are not going to cure the guy. It's 160, then 160 of what's remaining, and then 160 of what's remaining. And so that's called ki'isruita de birabi. Ubi ben gilo. And not only that, not every person. It's got to be a certain type of guy called ben gilo. Ben gilo means a person that's under the same mazal of the sick person. Not everyone that goes to visit has this ability to take away a 60th of the sickness. He has to be on the same mazal where they connect to and they're spiritually somehow where they can take the sickness away. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Bat Nizonet Minigzeh Achim. Like we learned in Ketubot. A daughter that's getting from the assets of the brothers. Notelet Isur Nechasim. She gets 10% off the bat for her wedding. Amru lo l'Rabbi, l'dvarecha, mishish lo 10 banot. Guy has 10 daughters. Uben en lo. I'm sorry, uben, and a son. En lo leben b'mkom banot klum? You can tell me this case where the son doesn't get any inheritance, the 10 girls get the, all the 100%, 10% each? Amaleim lishona notelit isu nechazim. Shinia b'mash shaira. And the second on the remainder takes 10%. Shilishit b'mash shaira. And the third one on the remainder. So therefore, 10 girls are not going to deplete the whole estate. And then once they take that money, what do? V'chozrot v'cholkot. Then they split it equally amongst themselves. So therefore, the same thing when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Look at the Ran. Kesriyutad Rabbi. Shekol echad notelet isura menichasim shenotru ahad shenatla otah shlefaneha. Isur shela. Vechenem kol echad menem bevakerim, each one of the visitors, Notel echad mishim minagoy shenishar lechole ahal shebikiro otah shlefanav. After the first guy visits, he took away 60th. Now whatever's remaining takes away another 60th. Ubeben gilo shenolad mevaker bemazalo shelchole. Under the same mazal, vechozot kulam vechotkot meshaveh. Right? And then they all the girls divide it equally. Shekevan shevat echad ba'ol litol enu bedin shechalkan shelishonot yotem nachalonot. They're coming to collect the assets together. Why should the first girl get more, the first 10%, and the last girl get the last 10%? Ela what? You 10%, 10%, 10%. As we go down the equation, then you take all that money, you pull it together, and you divide it amongst the girls equally.